You know, I used to play dodgeball, and I never got out. You know, I was able to maneuver away from that ball. So, but again, that understanding, huh?
I said that was not me.
Welcome to Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Dr. Jones is the head pastor of the Faith Community Church of God in Orange Park, Florida. Relationships, finances, our spiritual life, whatever it is, our problems start within, in our minds. Dr. Jones explores mental wellness through the application of God's word in our lives. It's just what the doctor ordered. Let's join him now and dig into Mind Matters, because your mind matters to God.
Welcome back to Mind Matters with myself. Today, it's about understanding the human mind and the spirit. We're going to continue the journey on Set Your Mind. Last week, we talked about a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Correct.
I have my co-host with me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am Cindy Jones.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
Co-hosting with you.
You're Cindy Jones?
Yes.
What else are you? You're a mother?
Yes. Oh, don't stress me.
A mother?
No. I'm trying to think of all the roles.
I know you got plenty of roles, but
yeah, plenty
mother,
hats,
you're a grandparent,
and plenty
you're,
shoes.
You're Mimi.
Yes.
Just in general.
Such a joy.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'm a Mimi. I'm a mother. I'm a Mimi. I'm a wife. I'm a
you're a woman of God.
Yes.
Yes. You're somebody going somewhere.
Yes, I
absolutely
am.
You're gorgeous. You're beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, the roles of...
You work out? You take care of yourself?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I try.
You talk to your neighbors?
It's been a challenge the last couple of months, but yes.
Right.
We are getting there.
Right. So, as we pick it up, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, I think we've heard that on TV or somewhere else. Or
yeah, you've seen the picture of... They said the mind, they hold up the egg, and then when they crack the egg and put it in the fryer... That's the mind is a terrible thing. The way they said a mind on drugs is when the mind of the egg is being fried.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So as we talk about today, we have been discussing the importance of paying attention to what we give our attention to. We got to pay attention to our thoughts, because we do think 50 to 70 thoughts a day, and many of them are repetitively negative, right? From the day before and the day before that and the day before that. That's why a lot of times people stay in a cycle.
Right.
They stay in a bad routine, not a good routine, because they're still thinking the same type of negative thoughts.
Right.
So today, in part two, we want to try to help people to understand how to set their mind in the right direction.
I guess those repetitive thoughts is that subconscious, like you said, it's on autopilot.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so they keeps repeating, and the same behavior happens because he'll have the same thoughts.
Right. And sometimes now that's probably one of the reasons they're lonely and frustrated, disgusted.
Right.
By themselves, and they want to be with somebody. Not always, but sometimes, because the body is the instrument of the mind.
Right.
So many times how we're thinking, it is actually putting out energy. And people can feel it. Mm-hmm. People can sense it.
Yes.
People can see it, whether the person that is thinking it sees it or not, because as you stated clearly, it's
on autopilot. Right.
They don't really understand they're giving out that type of energy.
Right. And so last week we left off with the eye of being intentional.
Right.
And that is something that we have to put energy to, because we tend to... want to be more relaxed and not give energy. And that's why we stay on autopilot instead of being intentional and putting some energy and efforts to where we want to go and what we want to accomplish and what we want to do. We talked about being on the football team.
Yes.
It's like a football team, the offense versus the defense.
Yes.
You know, when you're on the offense, you're pushing toward a goal.
Right.
Versus the defense, you're constantly focusing on the fight to not let the negative that's coming against us push us back.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'm with it. So we're going to continue to break down the acronym for MIND. We already talked about M is meditate on the truth, because when you know the truth is what makes you free.
Right.
A lot of times people are living a lie because they've been meditating on the lie. a lie has been modeled in front of them. So today it's about freeing everyone that is hearing this show, that you're listening, that you're tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Mind Matters with myself and Cindy. And as you just eloquently stated, intentionally focus is the I in the word mind, M-I-N-D, meditate, intentionally focus. So today we want to pick up the pace and talk about the N. Mm-hmm. And the N is nurture positive thoughts. I want to say it one more time. Nurture positive thoughts. Let me back up to intentionally focus, because that's so important. How we are created and how our brain is shaped, and it has a way to put us in a place of being relaxed, like you say, and not fully developing or growing. We have to intentionally grow.
Right.
If not, we'll go back within ourselves.
Yes.
There's a law called entropy, the law of entropy. Mm-hmm. Anything left to itself, it will begin to kind of go down, disintegrate. Okay. You know, so we have to intentionally push ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to intentionally develop our minds.
Yes.
We have to intentionally develop our life.
Yes.
If not, we won't develop.
Right.
We won't grow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a protective thing within our brain to stay safe.
Right.
But God has given us the ability to grow. The
yes.
Bible said, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you're listening, and if you're really listening, I want you to really listen. I know you hear us, but I really want you to listen to us. Hearing means you hear a distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
You hear my voice. You hear Cindy's voice. But I want you to go beyond the distinct sound of our voice and listen with your heart.
Intentionally.
Intentionally. Say it one more time.
Intentionally listen to us.
So today we want you to understand the power to nurture positive thoughts. That is the N in the word mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said in Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Very, very important.
Well, you know, the N, nurturing, mm-hmm. nurturing. You can nurture something, but what comes to mind with me is continue.
Okay.
Continue okay. to nurture.
Okay.
Like we said, to be focused intentionally. So when you focus intentionally, you have to continue to focus. And that starts the nurturing. You're nurturing what you're focusing on, the thoughts and the emotions. Well, you know, we got to keep it going.
Okay.
Because like you said, if you're left to yourself, you fall back.
Right. You'll fall back.
To autopilot.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to fall back to autopilot. We want to nurture those thoughts, those positive thoughts, because those negatives is going to come right back up.
Yes. And that's why the scripture said in Philippians 4, one of my favorite passages in the Bible as mm-hmm. relates to how we think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to help you to understand the power to set your mind and how we think, how our mind works.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't know how their mind works. You know, we have the conscious mind,
right,
which is the intellectual part of the mind, right, where we gather information.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious is the emotional part of our mind, or how we think. It's where habits are there,
right,
where patterns have already been formed.
And
so,
set.
Right, mm-hmm. and set. So today it's about consciously being aware of the power of setting our mind to move forward instead of backwards, because that's God's plan. The Bible said, press on toward the mark of the high calling, mm-hmm. which is in of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So Philippians 4:8, you want to read that for me if you have that one?
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, or think on these things. You know, So you have to do it intentionally.
Because that's what we're talking about, nurturing positive thoughts.
Right.
Or nurturing godly thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we talked about how what you think about it is evident in our posture and in our bodies. Our bodies reflect what we're thinking about.
Yes, it does.
And so if you see a person,
yes.
you know, some people just look worried.
Right.
Or they look like they got a lot on their mind. You
and
know.
They, you know what? They do.
They do.
They do. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Probably do.
Yeah. Or if someone is slumped over.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
they're not sitting up straight. They're not projecting positive energy, you know.
Positive vibes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And it's based on a thought.
It
or
is.
Or thinking.
Right. Right. I have a sister that's full of energy.
Okay.
And she's okay. about 70 years old, but she bounces around and tries to... One day we was at the hospital.
Okay.
And we went downstairs to get something to eat.
Okay.
And on our way back, I stopped to get at Starbucks or whatever it
Starbucks.
Was.
Starbucks.
Yeah. No, I didn't get coffee.
But I just don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a lot.
If you're a Starbucks
but anyway,
slider, lover, go ahead.
And so
that's good for you.
She stood out in the hallway.
Okay.
And she was everybody that passed her.
Right.
She yeah. was like, smile. Smile. You're not going to get by me without a smile. And one guy was like, please don't lose that energy. Don't let anybody take that from you.
Right.
But
right.
she was just trying to get
bubbly.
Everybody to smile. Just
yes.
real bubbly.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, some people are like that. I mean, no matter what's going on around them, they have that positive energy and,
right.
and focus on happy thoughts.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't know if you're one of your favorite movies back in the day.
Happy Feet.
Well, it wasn't Happy
Feet. Oh, when, that's, the thing.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
What one are you talking about, then?
Remember Arthur?
Oh, Arthur. Oh, y'all got to watch Arthur. Whoever you are, look up, Google it, Arthur. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Why was that funny for me? Why did I like that movie?
Arthur was sitting in the back seat and he just busts out and start laughing.
He did.
And it was like, what you laughing about? I just think funny thoughts. You know.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Some of us need to do that. We need to think funny thoughts.
Yes.
So we can
yes.
change our
persona. Yeah, absolutely. So we say at the same time. Yeah,
yeah.
And our energy, our persona, because the Bible says laughter is like a medicine.
Yes.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
But a broken spirit
dries
the bones.
Yes.
And people need to smile. They need to change their disposition by laughing or just thinking positive thoughts. But the key for the letter N in the word mind is you got to nurture positive thoughts.
Yes.
You know, and the scripture you just read is one of my favorite. Because whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, think on these things.
Think
right?
on these
think
things.
Think on. I know it
intentional.
Says think. Yeah, that's what that means. Be intentional to nurture positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be contagious to other people. And that's so important as we go forward to understand the power to set your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, ma'am, woman, man, father, husband, wife, leader, whoever you are listening, preacher, teacher, leader in your own space, family member, you can set your mind and you can think on things that are just, honest, pure, lovely, and of a good report. Because nurturing positive thoughts creates a fertile soil for personal growth, resilience, and joy. Once you understand that God wants you to walk in joy, God wants you to keep your joy, God wants you to grow personally, spiritually, and emotionally, you can do this. You can do this. I want you to know you can do this.
Dr. Jones is the pastor of Faith Community Church of God in Orange Park, reaching a hurting world with the love of Jesus. We thank you for listening to Mind Matters, and we encourage you to show support for the many community outreach ministries that Dr. Jones and Faith Community Church tend to. You can give at Faith Community's website, faithccop.org, or just text money sign and the amount you want to give to 833-435-8022. That's 833-435-8022. We are blessed to be a blessing. Now let's get back to the program.
Because the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Because in Christ means, it does not automatically mean every habit is gone.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it automatically, because we have a new spirit,
yes,
you know, but exactly, our soul is being developed. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
Right.
So now we're being developed mentally. We're being developed how to make the right choices. We're being developed how to have the certain emotions and how not to have certain emotions, or focus on certain emotions or linger with those emotions. You know, a lot of times people have pity parties. You know, they don't know how to set their mind. And then they invite their friends and families to their own pity party, and their family don't want to come. Then they get upset. Why do you want to come to my woe is me party? Oh, woe is me because I got fired from my job. Woe is me. Mm. You know, my marriage didn't work. Woe is me. Or my car broke down. What does it mean? Well, we can come alongside of you and help you and to encourage you, but we need to come to lift you, to help
right.
you get up. But a lot of times people want to stay in that low state because they're not nurturing positive thoughts.
Correct. And so as a new creature in Christ, like you said, we have a new spirit. And so we're being, we got to transform our mind.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, by the word of God. And so instead of saying, woe is me, we can say, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
I can do all things through Christ that
yes.
strengthens me.
Amen. And he is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider.
Great is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Yes. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want or lack.
That's right.
Any good thing.
Oh, absolutely. So it's important for us to have the right vocabulary going forward because we have a new nature.
Yes.
That's what it means. A new creation, a new nature in Christ. So we can nurture positive thoughts by speaking the word of God,
mm-hmm.
by reading the word of God, by
yes.
living the word of God.
Yes.
Now that takes us to what I think is probably the most important part of mind, M-I-N-D. We said M is for meditate on truth. We said I is for intentionally focus. And
mm-hmm.
we said N is to nurture positive thoughts. Guess what D is?
Dominion.
Dominion. I love that word, dominion. That is
yes.
the step that we are at right now. We must know that we have dominion. Sir, ma'am, you got dominion.
Yeah.
As you're listening and tuning in, thank you for tuning in, because we're talking about how to set your mind.
Yes.
You have dominion as a believer in Christ. And that means you can discard negative patterns of thinking and behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Dominion. One scripture says in the book of Romans, it says, Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead,
mm-hmm.
and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace.
Wow. Praise God.
That word dominion means power, control, territory.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that today. I know that today. And one of my favorite passages goes back to the book of origin, the book of Genesis,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
I love it. It says, I'm trying not to read it all for time's sake, but God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over everything that creepeth, that creeps on the earth. I kind of paraphrased it a little bit, because then verse 28 in Genesis chapter 1, it says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
Mm-hmm. It did not say over people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So things in the sea, things in the air, things on creeping things on the earth, the cattle on a thousand hills.
Right.
He owns it all. And so he given us dominion over it to take care of it, to rule over it, to take, you know, to be responsible for the his creation.
Yes.
And so just what the thought,
yes.
I am a child of the King.
Yes. Yes.
I am a child of God.
Yes.
You are royalty. You
yes.
are of a royal priesthood.
Absolutely.
Amen. And
absolutely.
So there should not be any more woe is me.
Right.
But, of course, we live in our flesh, in
right.
natural bodies, and we have that fight going on all the time. And our natural tendency is to live by our senses.
Yes, yes.
But we are a new creature, a new spirit living in an old body.
Right, yes.
And our mind has been programmed by life experiences.
Of the past,
yes.
Yes,
and what we've been taught
right.
how to function in this world.
Yes.
Because as parents, we train our children
mm-hmm.
of what to do to survive on the earth in the world, because one day they're going to be on their own.
Yes.
And so based on life experiences, we tend to think accordingly,
yes,
based on our life experiences before we leave the house and
right.
what to do.
Right.
But as a new creature in Christ, he wants us to lean and depend on him.
Right.
The sooner we learn that, the mm-hmm. better
mm-hmm.
before we leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
If a child gets comes to Christ, you know, they have less, I'll say, opportunity. Well, I ain't gonna say less opportunity, because we all get about probably the same opportunity, but we know how to navigate life better because we got the Word of God in our life
yes.
earlier
yes.
versus
okay.
later
okay.
as an adult.
Okay.
And so the walk in dominion.
Yes. I love it. I mean, we should dominate.
Yeah.
I love what Genesis said, though, because he's telling it like we should be living. You know, verse 28, when it says Genesis 1:28,
mm-hmm.
it says be fruitful.
Yes.
That means we can be something. We
and
can
multiply.
Be fruitful. Yeah, we can be fruitful. We can be productive.
Yeah.
A lot of times people don't think they can, but be is a state of being in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We can be, do, and have.
Mm-hmm.
It says be fruitful, do, multiply. Well, I'm saying do, but it says multiply. You don't be multiply, you do multiply. But
mm-hmm.
you got to be fruitful. You got to have that mindset that you can bear fruit,
mm-hmm.
right? You can be productive. You
can
have
increase.
I can do all
things through Christ.
Yes, and then you have to multiply. That's something we must do,
mm-hmm.
right? You
yeah.
do multiply and
mm-hmm.
fill the earth and subdue it. So we have creativity. We're creative beings because God created us, and
mm-hmm.
he created us in his, the Bible said, let us make man in our image, in his
mm-hmm.
image
mm-hmm.
and likeness.
Yeah.
So we can be fruitful. Somebody needs to know that. You can multiply.
Yes.
You can do the multiply. That means you got to do it, right? Then
mm-hmm.
you can fill the earth and subdue it. You can replenish the earth. You
mm-hmm.
can subdue everything that is trying to subdue you. Somebody needs to know you have creative information inside of you that needs to come out. You have the ability to create a program, the ability to create something, to put something in order in the earth. You are blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah.
You can multiply.
Through your gifts and abilities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So know that you are a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have dominion.
Yes.
Once we be fruitful, once we do multiply and fill the earth, so many people today are creating things. They're putting things together. They're really like a genius in their own right. God has given us that ability. We have come a long way.
Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us to tap into our source.
Thank you.
God is our source.
Yes. Yes.
And
absolutely.
So when we stay in contact with the source, just like electricity, you plug something into the socket where the electricity flows, it comes alive.
Right.
And we as human beings,
yes,
God is our source. He created us.
Yes.
He knows
yes.
why he made it. He
right.
created us.
Right.
He knows why we're here. He knows the gifts and the abilities that he's put in us.
Yes.
And so as long as when we stay connected to the source,
right,
he will bring out all those gifts and abilities
yes.
and have us to go forth and do to multiply.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to affect somebody else's life.
You are always going to affect somebody else's life, good or not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we can have dominion. We can dominate.
Yeah.
We can take control.
Mm-hmm.
We can have dominion over sin. Sin does not have to have dominion over us.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we can demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take captive every thought to make it to the obedience of Christ. We mm-hmm. can do that. Every thought we can take captive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely. That means we have dominion. We can
right.
take captive. That's what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that goes back to the eye. And the nurturing.
Right.
The eye of being intentional and the end of being nurturing.
Yes.
You know, we have to do it intentionally. When you want to dominate something or have dominion over something, you have to be intentionally and nurturing going forward.
Yes, absolutely. And based on, you said it right on point, because when you have dominion, you can discard negative patterns,
mm-hmm.
but that requires vigilance and a willingness to challenge thoughts that do not align with God's truth.
Mm.
And that's so important, you know, that we can do that. We can overcome the odds. We have a mind that can be set the way God wants us to be set.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a concrete mind in the Word of God as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a father, and as a leader. I want to speak to somebody today. We want to speak to you today to know that discarding negative patterns is like playing a game of mental dodgeball, right? Dodging those negative thoughts flying at you from all directions. It may make you feel like you're in a chaotic space, like in a gym class. But hey, the victory dance, you know, when you emerge unscathed, it's totally worth it. You know, I used to play dodgeball and I never got out. You know, I was able to maneuver away from that ball. So, but again,
that
understanding, huh?
I said that was not me.
That was not you, but it was me. Okay, good. Thank you for telling the truth. So help me God. Thank you for tuning in with us today. I am so glad you tuned in. We have talked about how to set your mind, how to meditate on truth, how to be intentionally focused, how to nurture positive thoughts. Because as we conclude today, we're looking forward to seeing you next week as we continue The Mind Matters and How to Set Your Mind and Go Forward as a Man and Woman of God.
Thanks for tuning into another episode of Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9 for more insightful discussion about how God's Word can get our minds right. You can also hear Dr. Jones preach in person Sundays at 11 a.m. at Faith Community Church of God at 1268 Gano Avenue in Orange Park, Florida 32073. Thanks again for listening. Stay mindful and keep striving for improvement, because your mind matters to God.